This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Andrew J. Perry, Appellant, decided March 4th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, Num ED 12081, Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Charles County versus this cause, Number 2211 CR0025001, Andrew J. Perry, Honorable Daniel G. Pelican, Appellant, filed March 4, 2025. Opinion: Andrew J. Perry, Defendant, appeals from the trial court's judgment following jury trial convictions on one count first-degree burglary and multiple counts of stealing, including one count Class D felony stealing property valued at $750 or more, one count Class A misdemeanor stealing, and one count Class D misdemeanor stealing property valued at less than $150. Point one challenges the sufficiency of the evidence for felony stealing property valued at $750 or more. Specifically, defendant argues the state adduced no evidence as to the value of victim's bicycle, attached accessories, and laser tape measure at the time they were stolen, making the valuation merely speculative. Points 2, 3, and 4 allege that the trial court erred in allowing three law enforcement officers, collectively officers, to identify defendant in surveillance footage of the offenses and still images taken from that footage because each of their testimonies, respectively, invaded the province of the jury, which could decide for itself, too, whether the footage depicted defendant. Because the state adduced sufficient evidence from victim's testimony and sales receipt that defendant stole items with an aggregate value of $750 or more, we deny point one. The testimony of law enforcement officers who are familiar with a defendant is an exception to the general rule that lay witnesses are prohibited from offering an opinion on a disputed issue. Therefore, because officers here were well familiar with defendant and testified from their personal knowledge in a way that aided the jury, given defendant's altered physical appearance, the trial court did not err in admitting their identifications of defendant from the surveillance footage and still images. Moreover, even if impermissibly admitted, defendant was not prejudiced by the admissions. Thus, we deny points 2, 3, and 4. Accordingly, we affirm the trial court's judgment. Background: defendant was indicted on March 16, 2022, with one count first-degree burglary, one count felony stealing of $750 or more, one count Class A misdemeanor stealing, and one count Class D misdemeanor stealing. The state charged defendant as a persistent offender due to two separate convictions in 2018. On January 3, 2022, defendant and an accomplice broke into the parking garage of a condominium complex. Victim's pack-and-store bicycle with a fixed water bottle cage and her laser tape measurer were stolen from the garage. Defendant and his accomplice also stole a garage door opener, a $200 bicycle, and broke into other vehicles. Additional evidence adduced about the value of victim's stolen items will be recounted in the discussion section. The condominium maintained surveillance cameras in its parking garage and captured these offenses. Law enforcement subsequently obtained this footage. A condominium maintenance employee posted the surveillance footage showing the two suspects on social media, hoping someone might recognize them. Officer HP, who was not involved with the three investigation, saw this social media posting and recognized defendant because of previous multiple interactions with him that allowed Officer HP to clearly identify defendant from the security footage. Officer HP informed one of the investigating detectives that he could identify defendant. The lead detective in the case forwarded an image from the surveillance footage to detectives in a neighboring police department, and these officers, detectives AF and KE, were also able to positively identify defendant. Subsequently, Officer HP arrested defendant while on patrol. At the time of his arrest, defendant was wearing the same shoes and gold cross necklace visible in the condominium surveillance footage. A garage door opener taken from a resident's vehicle was later located at defendant's residence. Prior to trial, defendant filed a motion in limine to exclude the testimonies of three officers, Officer HP, Detective AF, and Detective KE, identifying him from the video footage and stills from the footage on the grounds that the jury could identify defendant. Thus, officers were in no better position to identify defendant than the jury. The motion was overruled. The case proceeded to a jury trial. The state presented officers' testimonies to the above-mentioned facts. Victim and the condominium maintenance employee testified, as did other victims whose property was stolen. Further facts relevant to this appeal are set forth in